Welcome to the Healing Room. I'm Ariel. One of the members of the Healing Room has asked me to do a podcast on how to fall asleep. So I'm going to do that because a lot of you guys tell me that you have trouble with that. And here and there, I'll even run into that where I wake up and I'm thinking and I think, oh my God, this is what insomnia must be like. And I pray it never happens to me. But here's what I do when it does happen. I do this visualization where I picture this toggle switch. And it's kind of like the old-fashioned volume button where you like push it up, you slide it up or slide it down. And sometimes old-fashioned dimmer switches were like that too on lights. You push it up or down vertically. And so that's what I visualize. I visualize that there's this toggle switch at the top of the vertical slot that it slides through. And I'm going to slowly start pushing it downward. And this visualization is correlating with my own body and the chakras or the vortexes of energy in the body or in the energy field. So for example, if I'm at the top, the energy I'm really playing with is in the top of my head. And if I push it down a little bit, the energy is coming down to my forehead where the sixth chakra sits. And then if I push it down a little more, I'm making my way through my jaw and into my throat, which is the throat chakra. And basically what you're doing is you're starting to get your energy to come down out of your brain, out of your head, and bring it down into groundedness where you can fall asleep. And then I move it and push it down to the heart chakra in the chest. And I might hang out there for a while, slowly pushing downward. If you feel like you can't get the visualization to move, it's because you're really stuck there. The energy is really stuck in your head or above your head or in your throat or wherever you are, and you feel like it just won't move. You don't have to know exactly where it's stuck in your body. You just know that it's stuck if that toggle switch won't go downward in your picture or your imagination. So then you can keep going and it'll go down past your chest to the stomach, through the stomach where you might have any stress or worry. You might just ask your angels and guides to remove any worry and take it all the way down to your second chakra, which is your abdomen and low back, and then down to your base chakra and work your way down through the thighs, the knees, the calf muscles, ankles, feet, boom, past the feet, and you should be asleep at that point. I don't ever remember reaching the very bottom. Because it takes a long time. I mean, you're half asleep, half awake anyway, and you're working your way down with this toggle switch. And at some point, I pass out of sleep. So I hope that works for you too. But let's go ahead and just end this podcast with a prayer. We ask that whatever is worrying us, whatever is keeping us awake, whatever activity, spirit activity is in our room or our home keeping us awake, we ask that that is cleared now. Whenever I can't sleep, I mean, sometimes it can be a weird outside force, like something I ate or something, but usually it's spirit activity. So, for example, someone told me recently, I visited you in my dreams and I talked to you. And I thought, oh my God, that's why I was up. Because I looked at the time on the email, and that's exactly the time that I was awake. So sometimes you can have spirit activity happening. You can have people crossing your boundaries or spirits crossing your boundaries, entering into your room. Or say you have other people in the home. They may have spirits they've brought home with them, like ghosts or some dark entity attached to them, or there's something moving through the house. I always begin praying like crazy at that point. So we ask that we are cleared, we are protected, that everyone in our homes is protected. We ask that every room is cleared out. We ask that every ring around us in the energy field is cleared out. So sometimes people or people's energy gets stuck in our outer rings in the bubble of energy that we live inside of, the electromagnetic field. Some people just call it the magnetic field. Some people call it the aura. And we just ask that whatever foreign energy is stuck in those layers is cleared out. We ask that whatever might be bothering us, troubling us, is cleared out. We ask that whatever might be making our minds race, the thoughts race, is cleared out. We ask that only God's light, angelic light, fills our minds. We ask the angels to stand around us and guard us and protect us in the night. We ask that they pour light over us, that they throw sprinkles of sparkly light over us, or waves of light over us like blankets, so that we feel refreshed and healed in the morning. We ask that they restore our bodies. We ask that in the morning we wake up bright and strong. We ask that in the morning we're ready to be God's light in the world, to be the light in the world. We ask that we sleep deeply, we rest fully, our bodies relax completely. We ask that all stress is removed from our shoulders, our back. We ask that the energy moves all the way through our legs and feet and our hands. We ask that any energy in our hands is released. We give it all away. We give it to our guides. We ask them to clear us completely and to help us fall into a deep, deep rest. We thank our angels. We thank our guides. We ask God's presence to be here with us. Amen. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light.